This episode is brought to you by Amicus Search and Recruitment. If you're seeking a new role in accounting, finance, or tax in Ireland, Amicus can help. They've been building careers for over 10 years and are a great supporter of this podcast. You can find out more at amicus.ie and find your next finance role today.
Hello, and you're very welcome to another episode of Study for Tax in Your Coffee Break. And today I am re-recording research and development. And you know what? Laughing here because, as I said to my fabulous producer, Matthew Bliss, this is a nuisance, me having to record this because the tax credit has moved from 25% to 30%. And he said, but Paula, it's not a good thing. And you know what? It absolutely is a good thing. And so here we go. One of the advantages of being a limited company in Ireland is that you can avail of the research and development tax credit. Now, it's important to realise that sole traders don't qualify for this. You have to be a limited company. Now, the tax rate, tax credit now is 30%. And what are the conditions that need to be satisfied in order for a company to qualify for this tax credit? Well, the company must be within the charge of Irish corporation tax. The research and development must be carried out in Ireland or within the EU or the EEA to include also the UK. Now, what is the EU? Well, I'm sure you all know the countries that are in the EU. And in the EEA, it is Norway, Liechtenstein and Iceland. Then, and as I said, the UK. Now, it's available for research and development activities that are carried out in a wide variety of science and technology. And what I always think is interesting, it can be applied, basic, or indeed experimental. So experimental means it could be on research and development that doesn't even work. You can also claim outsourced research and development. There is a little restriction on it. It's to third-party contractors or indeed to universities. It's important to note that all the research and development claims must be submitted within 12 months from the end of the accounting period. Now, as far as the refund goes, the refund has become, oh my goodness, I think so much less complicated than it used to be. So the refund, I think, is very straightforward. Now, companies have the option either to offset the credit against their tax liabilities in three installments over a three-year period, or they can have it repaid in the form of refundable installments over the same three-year period. And I think that's fantastic, particularly if it's a loss-making company and they have cash flow issues to get the cash back. I think it's fantastic. Now, if the research and development tax credit, the one that you've worked out, the 30% of it, if that is 100,000 or more, the simplest way to remember the refund is, well, it's you can get it over 3 years. You get 50% in the first year, 30% in the second year, and 20% in the third year. If the R&D tax credit is between 50,000 and 100,000, well, then it's a little bit more complicated and there is a little fraction that you have to use. In my view, and if the examiner is listening, I think it would be very, very unfair to expect a tax student to remember the complicated formula. And I think there's enough to know in R&D to remember that it is 50, 30 and 20. So, and looking back at all of the ACCA Advanced Tax Examiners R&D tax credits, they have indeed been over 100,000. So I'm sure that is going to continue. And who am I to be telling the examiner what to do? So what can we claim the tax credit for? Well, all the in-house R&D expenses qualify, and that would include like your usual overheads. So that would be your salaries for your scientists and the like, and maybe you'd have overheads, electricity, but also you can claim it on plant and machinery. So with your plant and machinery, as you know, you can claim capital allowances on them at 12.5%, but you can also claim the tax credit on the same plant machinery. So that would be, for example, I'm going to say Bunsen burner because I happen to know what a Bunsen burner is, but I'm sure it also would be their laptops and the like. You can also claim it on buildings that are used, their laboratories and the like, or any extensions to them. If you are building from scratch, your own building, your lab or whatever, don't include your site costs. The site cost does not qualify for R&D. So how would a building, and that would be a huge, significant part, how would that qualify? Well, the building can also qualify for the 30% tax credit, even if only part of it is used for R&D. But at least 35% of it must be used for R&D, and make sure that you use it for R&D for at least 4 years, and the company must keep it in its trade for 10 years. So the building that you claim R&D for, it has to be used for R&D for 4 years and at least 35%, and the company must keep the building for at least 10 years. Otherwise, there is a clawback. And as I always say, the clawbacks are as important as the conditions themselves. Now, it's important to remember here that if, say, the building is used, let's say 50% for R&D purposes, that you only claim the 30% tax credit on the 50% of the building. So it's very important to know that. Now, another area that I'm very interested in, I'm probably very jealous of people who work in R&D, is that the R&D tax credit, companies can surrender that to a key employee. So of their 30% tax credit, some of it can be surrendered to key employees. Now, the conditions for the employee to accept that is that the employee can't be a director or of the employer or of an associated company, and cannot be connected in any way to a, when I say in any way, connected in the usual sense of being related to, of any director. The employee should not have or ever have had a material interest in the shares of the company or an associate company, and the material interest is normally about 5%. The employee must spend at least 50% of their time actively working on R&D activities. So that's not the accountant who might look after the R&D allocation of costs. They have to spend at least 50% of their time working in R&D activities, and 50% of their emoluments must qualify for the R&D tax credit. So there are four conditions there, plus the other very, very important one. So let's call it five conditions, is that the employee is not a director, does not have a material interest or ever had, spends at least 50% of his time on R&D activities, and at least 50% of their emoluments qualify for R&D. And what I would consider the headline, we keep the best to last, the headline condition here is that the employee effective rate cannot drop below 23% in any year. So they must have an effective income tax rate of at least 23%. So let's say the company is surrendering, being very generous, and is surrendering a very large amount that would bring the employee's effective rate below the 23%. Well, the employee can simply carry it forward. So anything that he or she can't use that year, they will carry forward until such a time as they can use it, subject to all the conditions being met, including the minimum 23% effective rate. Or they leave the company. And if they leave the company, well, then they leave that tax credit behind them. So that is a way of keeping them in the company. It's also important to note that the reduction in the employee's income tax is made in the year following the tax year that the company made the claim for the R&D tax credit. So they have to wait the following year.
Are you taking the ACCA exams this year? Struggling to memorise all the tax conditions you need? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Head to paulaburn.ie and you'll find Tax Conditions, the spoken word. High quality audio recordings of all tax conditions required for the exams, so you can revise whenever you're on a walk, doing the laundry, wherever you happen to be, and no screen required. For only €20, you'll get access to all conditions categories required for the 2025 exam cohort, and for every purchase made, Paula makes a donation to Tree Nation on your behalf. check the link in the show notes or head to paulaburn.ie today to grab your copy of Tax Conditions, The Spoken Word, and supercharge your revision today.